Be warned, I'm just about to have a mini rant as I stand freezing on a train station platform, St. Neots, somewhere in Cambridgeshire. You know, travelled for 10 years on and off, 56 odd countries, and it was easy. So obviously there were some times that were problems, sometimes that were hard, but you kind of expected the problems. You were travelling, you know, if a boat sunk or didn't turn up at all, you made other arrangements. Here in the Western world, here in what we call civilization, it can be almost impossible to just get from one location to another a few miles without you just having to spend what in many countries is a week's money. I've had to just call a taxi and give up on trying to use public transport. Then the taxi wouldn't come out because of where I wanted to go and where they were based, and you need to phone a taxi in that particular area because otherwise it costs you three times as much because you're paying for a journey, half of which you're not taking, so that the taxi driver can then go back. It's just so difficult. So many countries, you just put your hand up and someone stops. And I did try and hitch, and I don't know what it is with today. I must have watched 200 cars go past me. Not because I was where I was standing. Well, maybe partly because where I was standing, even though it's a bus stop and buses can safely stop, people are just assuming there is a bus coming along. So I moved away from there to another lay-by, and it still didn't happen. So I was just getting more and more frustrated, more and more late, more and more cold. I'm heading into London to the King of Shaves do, and I just nearly just gave up and thought, sod this, I'm going back into the warm. It's not worth the hassle. The public transport in this country is screwed. The bus that I was waiting for initially came past, just looked at me, carried on, didn't stop. I tell you, if I had a rifle, I would not be making this recording. It made me so angry. It doesn't help I'm reading Cormac McCarthy's Blood Meridian at the moment, because I did want to scalp people, bus drivers in particular. Then an hour passes. Nothing. It's the A1. It's the A1. That was a pretty important road throughout the history of roads. You'd think there'd be some form of public transport on it. There wasn't. So I get to the train station via a taxi, which cost me as much as my train ticket will to get into London, pretty much. And there's nothing here other than useless advice. Why? What would happen? Number one, where's the staff? The robots are selling tickets here. Number two, what is there to blow up? Nothing. You can leave a bag here and there's nothing to destroy. So stop giving me stupid advice. I must admit there was a ticket barrier dude guard on the other platform who was really helpful a minute ago when I came in going, oh, no shop. No, closes before 5. Oh, that's handy. All those commuters coming through, hungry and thirsty. Okay, is there a machine? I've been standing by the side of the road, I'm freezing. I'd just like a hot drink or something to eat. I haven't eaten since 12 o'clock. Of course, most countries, they kind of sell stuff at train stations, and the poorer you go, actually, I remember not even having to leave my seat and having people come across the sides of the trains in places like Sri Lanka and India, and all kinds of foods and drinks, and you just revel in it, and they come up the train, and then every single platform, and you're catered for, and it doesn't cost much. I must admit, it's a third world country, so nothing seems to cost much to Westerners, and no machines. And then I just said, look, what if I want a water? I've got a stinking headache, can you tell? I'm a bit dehydrated and I'm very, very cold. And he says, I've got a water dispenser in my office, hang on a sec. So the guy goes off and gets me a plastic cup of water, which I downed in one because I thought my lips were going to crack off. So I'm now waiting for a train, which is the slow train, which, having set off what feels like a long time ago is now going to get me into London at 7 o'clock. The same time this party's starting, so I've got to travel across London, find this place, waltz in late. I tell you what, better be some free drinks with my name on. Rant over. I'm feeling too exhausted to rant. I want a coffee to wake myself up, but apparently I've got to walk 25 minutes to civilization. Anyway, make the most of our society that is completely... I'm looking at an ocean of cars. At least people are parking to get trains. I don't know why they bother. I would just try and drive everywhere or just put up with the miles and miles of freezing terrain and use my bike from now on. Green transport for the win, for sure. Because public transport is screwed.